Hello. My name is Ame After Dark, and today I will be recording a script titled Offering a Home to a Girl on the Streets. This script was written by Fred Writing. I hope I said your name right. Let's begin. I'm finished now, sir. Thank you for letting me borrow your shower. And the clothes you gave me. The ones I had were just rags and full of filth. I didn't really think about it until you gave me these fresh ones. They're really comfy. Too big, but I like sweats to be big. So these are great. Yes, sir. It felt very good to really get to wash myself and not just get a 5-minute shower at a shelter. It's been months since I was this clean. It might sound a bit crude, but I didn't know I could smell this good. I mean, it's just me per se. It's your shower gel. I've always appreciated lavender. I probably shouldn't have told you that. I'm sorry. I feel a bit out of place here. You have such a nice home. I'm so shocked by all of this. I don't know how... what I did to deserve your kindness. All of it, sir. You let someone like me into your home. You let me borrow your shower, and you even let me fresh clothes. You made me food. Actual carbonara. I haven't had a meal like that in so long. Well, I haven't been starving. And I don't mean to insult the soup kitchen I've been going to. Their food is healthy and nutritious. To the extent that can be expected, anyway. And the people are lovely. I appreciate what they do more than I could ever put into words. They're literally saving lives. Their food. You get enough to get by. But very rarely are you able to eat until you're full. I just want you to know how grateful I am. I'm confused too. You didn't have to do any of this. I don't know what I could ever do to repay you. I feel guilty. I'm not supposed to be here. I appreciate all you've done for me, sir. This is much more than I could have expected. But what you told me before about sleeping on your couch? Are you sure? You don't know me. I could be a thief. I could be a murderer or gang member. No, of course I'm not. But why would you trust me? I don't get it. Do you want me to... keep you warm? Because I can. That's the least I could do. But, sir, I don't know what else I could do to repay you. I want to. There has to be something. please? I'm not comfortable to have you risk your safety and a home for me without getting something, anything in return. I don't belong here, sir. I don't deserve this. Unless there's something, anything I can do for you to show my gratitude, I think I'll go back to my corner. It's not that I want to go back. It's hard to explain. But it doesn't feel right in my heart to stay without giving something back. Yes, anything. Whatever you want, I'll do it. You have something in mind? Company? You want my company? I could do that. Are you sure that's enough? It's true. Everyone needs company sometimes. I won't lie. I missed having someone to talk to. Okay, sir. If that's what you want, I will keep you company. Maybe I could do something more to make you comfortable. You've already turned down that, so I won't push it. I'm quite relieved, too. But there are other things. I worked at a massage parlor as a holiday job. Most people seemed very happy with me. My coworkers asked me to come back next year. But due to, circumstances, that didn't happen. But I think I was quite decent at it. Yeah? Perfect! That makes me happy. Okay. May I give you some instructions? To make it easier for me and make it more comfortable for you? Great. Then, I'd suggest you remove your shirt. You don't have to, it's completely fine to have it on. Several people who come in for a massage don't take it off. It could make some types of massage difficult, though. But for what I think, I'll do it with you, it's fine. Sir, are you asking me if I'd get uncomfortable if you removed it? Absolutely not. Trust me, I've seen a lot of things the past year. I think I can handle a man's bare chest. Great, okay. Lie down on your stomach. Does this feel all right? It's been a while since I did this. But I hope I remember what I'm doing. Good. Just let me know if anything is uncomfortable, or if you want me to focus on some area. Sorry, I just heard your voice slip out. It made me happy. It usually means it feels good. It does feel good. Right, sir? I'm glad, sir. May I ask you something? This is quite personal, so you don't have to say anything. Just tell me, and I won't ask anymore. All right? Okay. Do you live here alone? You don't seem to have a wife or girlfriend. Oh, maybe I should say partner. I don't know your orientation. I apologize if my presumption offended you. No girlfriend, then. I'm kind of surprised. You seem like a very good person. Though, I've only known you for about 4 hours now. But you took me in, and you didn't ask me to do that. In fact, you expected nothing in return. To me, that says quite a lot about your character. Yes, sir. Sadly, I've had encounters with those kinds of people. People who like to take advantage of other people in trouble. I've been promised shelter if I let them have me before. I never did it, though. I heard from others in my situation. They were promised food, shelter, money. But only after the act. Very rarely did people come through, though. I'm sorry, sir. But I'd rather not talk about it anymore. Not right now. Thank you for being understanding. I'd like to know more about you. You're very handsome. I'm sure girls would flock to you at clubs. I understand. I was the same before I ended up in my corner. It was fun to hang out with my friends at bars and such. But I didn't like meeting new people there. It might be very prejudiced of me. But I don't think I'd want a man who hooked up with me surrounded by drinks and music. Oh, you're the same? I've never met anyone who thought the same. Curious. I just mean it's curious since... Well, I'm sure you'd meet girls if you did go to those places. Yeah. I reckon I'd like a connection like that to come naturally, too. You're quite the romantic, aren't you, sir? just a guess. So, I'll take it that you haven't had a chance to be specifically romantic for a while, then. Sorry. I hope something turns up soon. Sir, did you know that you're quite tense? It's good to get a massage once in a while, you know? Loosen up the muscles. Helps them rebuild stronger. And you'll feel much more flexible when you're done. Feeling better already? I'm glad to hear it. You've been so kind. I'm really happy I can do something for you as well. Even if it doesn't remotely compare to what you did for me. Well, when I leave tomorrow, I will probably go back to my corner. So you'll know where to find me if you ever want another massage. I appreciate the offer, sir. I really do. But I can't stay on your couch forever. It wouldn't be right. How about we decide on a day-to-day basis? It's not like I have a lot of things or planning. I just don't want you to promise this kind of thing to a stranger like me. But I'd like to be of help for as long as you let me stay. Absolutely. You may ask me anything, sir. I want you to ask me anything you want to know about me. Some things I'd rather keep quiet about. But I'm sure you'd understand why. But you can always ask. Yeah, I've had a boyfriend. He was the reason I ended up where I did. But maybe that was good. 'Cause now I had the chance to meet you. Oh, God, that was so cheesy. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I don't mind talking about him in particular. There are many things I'd rather avoid for now. But my relationship with him only made me stronger. I said he was the reason. But I'm not using it as an excuse. I am responsible for my own actions. Even if he introduced me to the world I now despise and try my best to stay clear of. You know. Drugs. Awful friends. A bunch of nasty things. But looking back, I quite often find myself smiling. Because I know how much I've grown since then. Not as in getting a career or advancing in life. I'm still in a shitty place. But I've learned to appreciate myself for who I am. I still believe I am in an underdog story. I will come back. I may be scared and a little bit frustrated, but I will bounce back. I'm sure of it. Of course, there are times I doubt. When you found me crying in the alley earlier, I was doubting myself really bad. It was hard to even imagine a future where I had a home. Now, though, I feel more motivated than ever to get back on my feet. Well, because I know that if I try really hard, I might be able to get a future like this. And hopefully I can fall in love with someone like you. Someone who accepts me and cares and wouldn't pressure me into things that I know I shouldn't do. I couldn't see you doing something like that, sir. Anyway, I think I've taken care of most of your back now. There's one more thing I'd like to do if you'd be okay with it. It's called tapotentment. Generally referred to as pounding or beating. But I didn't want to just ask if I could pound your back. Usually it's done by lightly pounding your back with the fists. But I prefer to use the side of my hand. A bit less effective if you get a massage for health reasons. But I think it feels a lot better. Great. So, relax your muscles. And enjoy. Does this feel all right, sir? Yeah? It's usually my favorite part of a massage as well. Especially as a finishing touch after other styles of back massage. Are you getting sleepy? It is quite late. I assume you have to wake up for work tomorrow. Hopefully you'll feel well rested after this. Around what time do you get up? All right. Do you happen to have an extra alarm clock? I could get up before you and make breakfast. It would be no problem. Please, sir? Let me do it. I want to help in any way I can. Well, I saw you had aches when you made me carbonara. And you had bread in a toaster. Do you happen to have bacon? Yeah? Then what about baked beans and tomato sauce? Really? That's great! Then I can make you a full English breakfast. Scrambled eggs, bacon, toast, with the beans and a cup of tea. Or a coffee, if you prefer. Okay. I'm done with your massage now, too. So, I'll let you get to bed? Yes. I saw you put out some bedding clothes. I think I'll be able to sleep better tonight than I have for a very long time. And much happier. This evening has been one of the best evenings in my life. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Sir, I would like... May I have a hug? I know it's quite an odd question, but... I really missed feeling the warmth of another person. You've done more than enough for me already, and I totally understand if you'd rather not. Thank you. You're such a good person. I'm so happy you went to check on me back there. Now, go to bed. You can't be a zombie for work tomorrow. Good night, sir. I'll see you for breakfast.
Hello. Once again, this is Ame After Dark. If you enjoy my content, be sure to check out my profile where you can find other places and ways to support me. Also, be sure to give this an upvote, and while you're at it, please place a comment. I would love to hear your suggestions and thoughts on anything that I record. Thank you again for your support. I hope you all have a great day or night. Goodbye!